soon as you are able, woman, I am willing to make the break that we are on the brink of. My cup is on the table. My love is
good. Saturday morning and welcome to Sports Talk. I'm Steve Carnell. I had to think of my last name. I'm Steve Carnell, and with you as I am every Saturday morning. We appreciate you tuning in on this Saturday morning. Beautiful Saturday. Sunshine is out. We've had quite a few of those here last couple of weekends, so looking forward to a good weekend. Got some basketball to talk about that's coming up here in just a few minutes with Coach Kirk and Coach Geyer. Hardin County, Chester County on Tuesday night. Hardin County, McNairy County last night. A lot of activities going on with senior night Tuesday night and then homecoming last night. And then next Tuesday coming up, Valentine's Day, we'll be in the roundhouse as Hardin County and McNairy County will make up the game that they lost a couple of weeks ago. And then we'll turn our attention toward tournament time. As we get ready for the district tournament and region tournaments coming up. Coming up, I think, around maybe the first Saturday in March, our spring sports special that we always have. We'll be live on location at Tiffany Jones Realty, and I've already confirmed that with Tiffany, and we'll be at her location here in town. And we'll do our spring sports special, and we'll get all the other sports in and get you ready for all the stuff going on during spring. Tennessee and Missouri coming up this afternoon right here on 93.5 FM. Big SEC matchup. Tennessee trying to get a win. They've struggled getting wins here in the last few games. Also, some news for the bowling team. We'll tell you what that is all about. And Super Bowl Sunday coming up tomorrow. The Eagles and the Chiefs. I haven't paid any attention to anything going on with the Super Bowl. I don't know why I haven't. I just haven't. But I know Ryan has, and a little bit later on we'll get his take on it. He'll have to be my Super Bowl NFL expert a little bit later on. We'll take a timeout coming up. We'll talk to Coach Kirk. We'll get his perspective on Tuesday night and last night and what's ahead for the Lady Tigers coming up. You're listening to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. We'll be back with Coach Kirk right after this timeout. Welcome back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. I'm Steve Carnell in with you along with Coach Brandon Kirk. And we're bringing Brandon in via the phone lines. He's in Mississippi. You know, Brandon, I got to thinking. I think I asked Ryan last week if you drove down all the time. And he said, yeah. And I said, I don't even know why I do that, make him drive down. You know, Carp, he used to stay here.
Yeah,
you know, during the week, and then here you are driving in on this thing. It was kind of crazy. That was my bad. I wasn't paying attention.
It ain't a bad drive. It gives me a reason to get out of the house early in the morning instead of wasting my day away.
Well, I felt bad after your wife kind of got on to you or about the gas, or maybe you didn't have gas, and I thought, man, is he driving every time over here on a Saturday? So costing you money to come over here, but I appreciate you doing that. And taking your Saturdays. Let's go back to Tuesday, senior night. Number one, you had a few seniors that not playing usually on a senior night, playing their last regular season home game. They have one more to go, but senior night nonetheless, a very emotional time for your seniors.
It is. And it was emotional for all of them, from the ones that, you know, got injured, and you got Reese and Shalana that didn't play any game this year, hardly got to play at all. And then the ones that, you know, because even if they didn't get to play, all of them, you know, they have put blood, sweat, and tears into this program. And then that's a realization for them that, hey, it's coming to an end, because you don't really realize it until it's there. Like, people can tell you all the time, enjoy it, because you don't get these times back. And then it doesn't hit you until it hits you. And I think it hit some. I know it hit some of them last, because, you know, technically Tuesday was not our last home game. Last night was regular season. But it definitely hit some of them last night, as far as, hey, this it's winding down, and I don't get these times back.
I know, all of us has played sports at some point in time, but especially if you played high school, or if you were fortunate enough to go on to college and play. But, man, that last game, when it hits, because you know that this is probably the last time that you will ever do this, and especially in organized basketball or baseball or football, whatever it is that you're doing.
It is. We tell them all the time, you know, don't take it for granted, because once it's over, it's over, and even if you're fortunate enough to go on and play college ball, and you can go on and play professional ball, it's not the same as high school basketball with your community sitting there yelling for you. It becomes a business, and at the high school level, it's not. And there's not a better feeling than going out there and competing. Win, lose, or draw, that's the best feeling in the world, and that's why if you've got Coach Guyer with you, he'll back me up on it. That's why we do what we do, so that we can live vicariously through them, because we couldn't handle not having that feeling again, so we live through them. So.
Yeah, it is an unusual time. But Chester County came in on Tuesday night. We had a really good, maybe our best half of basketball against Chester County. Try to say that real fast. Chester County a couple of weeks ago. And then the second half, we didn't play very good in their game, in the game over there at their place. They come in here, they get off to a fast start, get up on us. We just could not make a basket in the first half, really. But, you know, what I did appreciate about the team, they kept fighting defensively. And in that second quarter, after Chester County got off to a big lead, you know, we shut them down. I mean, it was a terrible it was a terrible second quarter. I imagine both coaches, you and Coach Pipkin, wasn't happy with your teams. I think it was 5-2. Was the end, and then, you know, I think the halftime score was like 23-7, something like that.
Yeah.
But neither team really played very good offense at all, and that's putting it, I guess, kindly. But defensively, I thought we played well enough that you held them to 42 points. If we could have got anything going, and the thing is, it wasn't only the offense that was lacking. We just couldn't get a break. Everything went against us.
Yes, the first quarter, and you know, we approached it because, like you said, the first time we played Chester, I know that was our best half of basketball all season as far as execution went. And we came into it again with you know, not going to let 21-44 beat us. So first quarter, we come out with that same game plan. And lo and behold, they scored 19 in the first quarter, and 21-44 combined for like 4 or 5 of those points. The role players got hot, and as far as, you know, how we were going to approach that, we were going to allow the role players to they were going to have to step up and make shots. And that's what they did in the first quarter. That, as far, like you said, they came out to a fast start, and then they scored 19 in the first quarter, and then I think 23 the rest of the game. So defensively, I mean, there was no quit in us defensively. You just, like you said, we couldn't buy a bucket on the offensive end of the floor. And I think defensively, I think we've been playing better and better as the year progresses. We couldn't buy a bucket in the first half as far as open shots. And that's why we went in down at halftime. But yeah, like you said, defensively, we were solid.
Yeah, and I think our tempo that you're trying to be real patient offensively and get some, you know, a good look at the basket, we got them into doing the same thing. I think they would rather run and play fast, but we got them in our tempo, and that kind of hurt them, really, because Williamson, she didn't shoot the ball near as well from the three-point line as she did at her gym. And then the girl on the inside, 44, you're talking about, she's a big part of their game. I only think she didn't get in double figures.
I don't think she did.
I think she only had 4 or 5 points in that game. So you really did a great job inside crashing on her. But like you said, you know, when that happens and they take away your two best players, offensive players, sometimes the role players have to step up, and they got some points from some other players unexpectedly. And like I said, we couldn't make a basket. But, you know, it was a tough loss for senior night. I don't think, you know, it was a loss that's going to hurt us as far as seeding goes in the district tournament. That's pretty much set right now.
Yeah, that's set.
And then, you know, a surprise last night, Lexington beat Chester County. I don't know what that does to the top of the 1 and 2 spot. But
it gives McNary a chance to clinch. McNary will be 1. Chester will be 2 what it'll end up being.
Yeah, it's going to be that way anyway.
Yes, it would have been a coin flip. It had a chance to be a coin flip for first in the district between McNary and Chester, and now I believe it's locked.
All right, well, we switch gears. We have homecoming night. Let's take a quick timeout. As McNary came to town last night for homecoming, and we'll talk to Coach Kirk about that. You're listening to Sports Talk on 93.5 FM. Back after this. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get that together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you yesterday. You've forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry. And now we'll watch a hoodwink. Does it make you stop think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish. Welcome back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. Brandon, me and Ryan's got a radio show. We're DJing this morning. He put his headsets on, so I thought I'd play a little music from y'all's era. Yeah, last night, homecoming night, a lot of distractions this week. And, you know, we talk about this all the time, and I know talking with Matthew during football homecoming, all the stuff that goes on, and a lot of people forget that they do have a basketball homecoming as well. And y'all have to go through the same distraction, but this week you got 2 distractions to go through, senior night and homecoming, sort of compounding things. So, you know, how did you work with your kids as you went through the week and getting them ready for 2 ball games, and then homecoming really being that last game? You knew it was going to be an emotional night.
Oh, yeah, as far as getting ready for homecoming, we just, you know, we told them to stay focused, and we didn't keep them forever because we knew their minds would wander other places because they were, you know, they're teenagers, and that's what teenagers do. Like after the pep rally even and everything else, we just said, you gotta stay focused. And we practiced before the pep rally, and we didn't hold them forever because we knew their minds were on all the homecoming festivities. But they bought in and they focused, and I thought it showed up in how we competed last night.
Yeah, I did too, because I really didn't know what to expect from McNary. I knew what they had last year. I also knew they had Maddie Kirk coming back, and I was trying to remember, she was a district player of the year or the district and region player of the year. I couldn't remember if she was both or one or just one.
I can't. Coach Geyer may know. I can't remember.
Don't yeah, I think she all. Was for. I'm pretty sure I know she was district. I don't on the region. I don't know, but she's was no doubt one of the best players in the region.
Yeah, yes. You know, and the thing about her is, she's not. She's not that big. She may be tall. It's hard to tell up there, but as far as muscle mass and, you know, being strong and stuff like that, she doesn't look the part, but she plays the part. And she's a big part of their offense. Obviously, last night, everything went through her.
Yeah, she's just extremely fundamentally sound. She's got a little – she's not overwhelmingly tall. She's not overwhelmingly big. At the same time, she's very fundamental. She is strong with the basketball. She's a basketball player. She does all the little things the right way, and that's, you know, that's why she was district player of the year last year.
Yeah, and like I said, we didn't know what to expect, but it was a typical Coach Lott team. they had some size. They had her. They had a couple of players that they really went through, and they did that on the boys' side too. But I think she had around 20 last night, or a little bit better, a typical night for her. But, you know, I thought we came out and took on the challenge of playing what is the best team in the district for this year. And defensively, we played well, and we kept another team in the 40s.
Yeah, that's like you said. I was just proud of how we came out and competed, because they had a chance after Tuesday and not being able to buy buckets to just, you know, lay down and absolutely do nothing. And that's the exact opposite of what they did. They came out and they were balled. I could tell when I talked to them in the locker room before the game, if they were ready to play and there was no quit in them, and they weren't just going to lay down and die. And defensively, I thought we did an excellent job again. I thought we knew a big part of it was going to we were going to have to keep them off the boards, because, like you said, they do have size. And I thought we struggled with that at times. But other than that, defensively, I was extremely proud of them. And I was proud of how they competed when handling adversity. That's what we've talked about all year long, is how you handle adversity. And I couldn't be any more proud of how they came out to start the game yesterday and handled that adversity rolling into Tuesday.
Yeah, and you know what's weird? Bill, last night during the game, I said, you know, the strange thing about these games, especially on the ladies' side, is we've struggled offensively, and we're at home. You know, usually you struggle on the road. We're actually, if you go back and look, we're better offensively on the road than we have been at home.
We have been.
And, you know, I don't know what attributes to that, because that's a place that you should be familiar with, and you shoot in that gym and on those goals every day.
Yep, it's a mental thing. That's what as we go through shooting drills, me and Coach was talking, and we had them moving, shooting in rhythm, and I'm talking about knocking them down. And it just comes to you got to be able to get out there and knock them down in a game. And sometimes all it takes is one or two shots to fall, and they start falling. It's tough when if you don't get one or two to fall, it becomes a mental challenge. And that's what we've been facing here lately, just the mental challenge of not being able to knock them down. And
yeah, and it was
that's why we struggled.
It was good to see Haley come back. You know, she struggled on Tuesday night, and then she got going a little bit last night, so it was good to see her come back, and because she's really been a lot of your offense, you know. And Bailey last night struggled a little bit with her 3-point shot, and you know, you're gonna get what you get with Neely. She's gonna hit a three or so, but she's kind of always around the basketball. And Clara played good inside against some size, and Katie Atkins played well inside against some size. And then also you got a chance to get some of your younger girls in.
Yeah, I thought several girls played well. I was glad to see Haley bounce back from Tuesday, because I know that bothered her just as much as anyone how Tuesday went. I was glad to see that she bounced back and handled things well and competed. And I couldn't be more proud of how they competed. I thought Clara, Katie, I thought they did a good job inside as far as battling against size and working when they, you know, Clara's going to be outsized against most posts she plays, but she doesn't play small. And one thing you don't ever question with her is effort. And the same for all of them. I thought from our seniors all the way down to the younger girls, I thought they competed, and I thought they competed for 32 minutes. You know, even when we subbed down at the end, I thought they came in with something to prove, and they got after it. They treated it like it was a 0-0 game in that situation. That's tough to do. But again, from top to bottom, extremely proud that they came out and competed, because that's at the end of the day, that's all you ask is for effort. under any circumstances, and that's what they gave, and that was, I don't feel like that was ever in question last night.
Well, I know one thing. You had it tougher in that game than Coach Geyer did in his game, and the reason I say that, he gave me a look, is that you've got the girls, and a couple of yours were in the homecoming court, so they've got a lot on their mind, you know, as far as homecoming goes.
Oh, yeah, that just goes back to being a teenager. You know, I can't speak from the female perspective, but I'm sure there's a lot going on outside of basketball-related stuff running through their minds. And I thought they handled the distractions well. And that was that. I thought they came out and they played fairly decent with all things considered, with all the distractions, because it's easy to get sidetracked, and they came out and they stayed focused for 32 minutes and they competed and they gave effort. That's all you can ask.
Well, congratulations to Haley Harden. She was a homecoming queen last night. So one of your players, a homecoming queen. She had a lot going on last night. She had a ball game.
She did. She had
to go get ready. She had to be upstairs with us at halftime of the boys' game to do the Tiger Report. Yep. And she did that in about 25 seconds. I've never seen anybody read something so fast and then run back down and get ready for homecoming. But a special time homecoming was, and had a lot of fun. And then I also heard that the pep rally was a lot of fun as well. Cool. And before I get you out of here and talk about Tuesday night as we play McNary, well, let's just do that real quick. Anything that – going in Tuesday night, I mean, it's going to be the same two teams. I don't think as far as changing anything of what you do or what you don't do really plays a factor in Tuesday night's game. Just go over and compete and see what happens.
Yeah, that's it. It's too late in the season to, you know, we're not going to remap everything. We're just going to refine as far as you heard it. I don't know if you could hear it from up there, but we'd be able, you know, screen people, not air, little things like that, as far as setting good screens, because that's what gets people open to get open shots. It's little things within the offense that we have to take time and focus on, because that's what allows open shots to be available, and then we just got to knock them down. Defensively, the only thing I'd like to see us improve on is hold them off the glass a little bit better. But I mean, you keep people in the 40s, you should be competitive. So I can't complain too much. I mean, I can nitpick on the defensive end, but as a whole, I think you would take where we are defensively against a team of that caliber.
Yeah. And Tuesday night should be a momentum builder. You're trying to get your team a little bit of momentum. So is Coach Geyer going into tournament time and get some confidence going into that. But before we get you out of here real quick, somebody told me this. I hadn't heard this, but at the pep rally – we had a coach on coach in a basketball game. Is that true? Number one,
that is true. My body can tell you that's true, because I'm sitting here limping around because I'm too old and out of shape to be doing that still.
Well, who was it against and who won?
It would be.
Is it the man across from me, right here?
I can picture what he's doing. I can see him looking right now.
Yeah.
I told him, I was like, we're going to win the first game, and y'all going to win the first game, and then we'll see what happens there. And then I didn't realize I was about to have to play back-to-back games, and that was all that I couldn't even move. So I'm going to write it off to being old and out of shape and having two kids, and that he's supposed to beat me because he has no kids.
Is that what it is? What now, was it? What, what did y'all play one-on-one?
It was a three-on-three. No, three.
Three-on-three.
It was a – coach played for the junior class and I played for the seniors, and it was a girl and a boy in each grade that's not a basketball player.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah, it was fun.
Sounds like a little recruiting going on, see if you could find somebody.
Yeah, it was fun, and we all enjoyed it. I told coach yesterday during the pep rally, I said, this is been the most fun one we've had in a long time. It was just, the atmosphere was good, so it was fun.
Yeah. And
it was also fun beating coach in the 3-on-3, and
boy, he got that in, didn't he?
Oh yeah, of course he did.
He brought a trophy in. Did you get a trophy?
It wouldn't surprise me one bit. He's hung around Rory Carpenter too long.
Like that. Oh, mate. Well, Brandon, I appreciate you coming on. this morning, and enjoy your day at home. Now you don't have to drive back and see what you did. You mentioned his name, and all of a sudden, here comes a text.
Oh, yeah. You knew that was coming.
I knew it was coming. You should have seen. I don't know if you and Ryan got to see him and Coach Gilchrist.
Yeah, we did.
And Coach Burnham. And I can't remember who all was over there, but you talking about three old gray-haired coaches sitting over there together.
Hey, three legends over
three
there.
Three legends over there.
Except, that's the truth.
Except one. I told Roy, I said, Roy, I ain't seen you in a while, but, man, you kind of gray and a little plump. And so, anyway, it was. I mean, seeing them down there and then, you know, Coach, I'll ask you guys because it was just Coach Burnham, the tribute to him and all the former players coming back. And, man, multiple years of coaching at different sports and what he's done here as far as being a part of this program. You had Coach Gilchrist there that was a longtime coach at the high school, middle school, elementary school. I can go back all the way to elementary school with him. Coach Carpenter with the years of experience and coaching that he had. And then I look down there, Coach Lott hung around. I mean, you had a wealth of basketball knowledge down there last night.
Yeah, you did. And then you talk about the tribute to Coach Burnham and what I know me and Coach got out of that and what really floored us was, you know, how many former players and people were there for him. Like, that's why you coach. It's not – people don't remember how many games he won in 1987, but they come and show up for how he impacted their lives, and that's a testament to the kind of coach he is, and he was well-deserving of everything that happened last night.
Yep, no, I agree. I actually got to play for Coach Burnham in high school. He was a baseball coach for a few years, and so I was with him then, and then being with him pretty much every day for 4 years at school with us teaching the same subject and being in basketball. So he's been a great friend and mentor and supporter, and well-deserved all the stuff he's gotten. And then, like you said, Coach Gilchrist, just – I mean, he's a legend in Hardin County, no question, and all he's done, and always there to support no matter what. And Coach Carpenter the same way. I mean, man lives an hour and 40 minutes away, but still makes his way back up here. And, you know, all three of them have been great mentors, supporters, just Hardin Countyans, I guess you could just say as that.
I saw a lot of great talent out there on the floor last night. And I'll tell you the one, Skylar was there, you know, and I'm thinking, man, she drove all the way up here. She's having an outstanding career at the University of North Alabama. It's good to see her and good to see all of some of the recent players that I can remember. Then you look down and you go, oh, I forgot about her playing, you know, that kind of thing. Because, I mean, he goes back a long time. And not to say he's real old because he's about my age. And it puts – but, you know, over a course of, what, 40 years, I guess, you know, of coaching – you're going to touch a lot of lives, and you're going to be around a lot of different kids. And, yeah, and you're right. And it was great to see everybody come back, and that was well done. If Wes and Matthew put that together and who all was a part of that to get that done and kind of keep it away from him too. But, anyway, what a great crowd last night to get to see that too. That was pretty awesome. But, Brandon, we'll talk to you next week. Good luck on Tuesday. And next week we'll be talking about Tuesday's game and tournament time.
All right. Yes, sir. I appreciate you having me.
All right. Go do your honeydew list, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah. All right. Have a good one.
All right. That's Coach Brandon Kirk, and we'll take a timeout. We'll be back with Coach Geyer. That's coming your way here in just a few. Don't go anywhere. Back with more sports talk right after this. See you. Welcome back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. I'm Steve Carnell, and with you this morning. Appreciate you tuning in. Appreciate our sponsors as well, and also Coach Kurt for calling in and talking about last couple of games. Big week this week for both the Lady Tigers and Tigers. Homecoming, senior night. Then we'll turn our attention to Tuesday night as we'll head over to McNary Central, the Roundhouse, Valentine's Day, Valentine's night. Tip-off time is at 6 p.m. right here on 93.5 FM and WKWXFM.com and the WKWX app, and streaming live on YouTube channel Slice 93. Real quick before we get to Ryan, the bowling team, they'll be headed to the state capitol to be recognized coming up. I don't know if that's coming up this week or what, but I got a call yesterday, and they were talking about that the bowling team has been invited there with Representative Paige Wally taking them there, and what an honor for them to be able to do that, but what an honor for Nashville to have a dynasty in their area for sure. I can guarantee you that if there is another sport that has as many state championships as they do in the last 14 years, where are you going to find it?
Not in Tennessee, I know that.
That's what I'm talking about, in the state of Tennessee. I mean, in any sport.
No.
You won't. And it's just been tremendous what they have done, both boys and girls, individually and as a team. It's just been tremendous, and they're going to get their honor and – head to the Capitol in Nashville. And so that should be a lot of fun with them or for them, and well-deserving. Coach, same thing for you. You got a big week ahead of you. You got senior night, which wasn't really a typical senior night. And then last night, homecoming, that was really basically your senior night. The thing is, you can't ever say you won't be back home, but the regular season – that was the end of it. But let's go back to Tuesday night, Chester County coming to town. What a heck of a ball game over at third place. Came down to the last shot. I mean, really and truly, when you're playing sports, you want the ball last and a chance to win it, if that's the way it rolls out. And just didn't get it done over there. And then you come back over here. We knew it was going to be a competitive basketball game. They've got really good size, really good athletes, and they've got three guys that can really go that are, I'd say, 6'3", 6'4", somewhere around there. They're a guy in the middle. I can't remember what his name is now. He had an excellent ball game against us over there, and he had another one the other night, and he was most of their offense, especially for the first half. And is it the Thompson kid? Is that who it is? He can shoot. He's a shooter from outside. He's a big kid, too. And then you got the Barham kid that can play as well.
Yes. You know, going into the game, obviously, if playing them the week before, kind of knew what to expect, how they were going to play us. Personnel-wise, knew what they were. And like you said, number 22, Massengill, he's a – load inside. 23 Baum, he is as well. He can play in and out. I think he had 5 assists the other night against us. Thompson, number 10, one of the best shooters in the district, and at 6'3", and their point guard Welch is good. They're a solid basketball team.
They are.
And we knew that going in. He's going to play about 7 guys, and they all know their role. And, you know, they came out in the first quarter, and our big emphasis was don't let 22 beat us. He kind of beat us over there because of his energy on the offensive glass. We didn't do as good of a job as I thought we could have of keeping him off the boards over there. And, you know, early on I said, here we go again. In the first 3-4 minutes of the game, I think he had 8 points. But then after that stretch, we did a great job of finding him and neutralizing him. I think he had 8 points in the first quarter and only had 10 for the game. So, you know, he's a really good player. But We knew it was going to be a battle. We knew there were going to be runs, both teams, and we just wanted to make sure that we didn't beat ourselves in the fact of turning the basketball over or not boxing out, just little things. And I thought we did a really, really good job of that on Tuesday night.
Well, we shot the ball well, and at times we hit some timely shots. The one thing that you look back and you go, we should have beat them by 10. Right. And it's the fact that we shot about 32% from the free throw line.
Right.
And this time of year in these type games, and as you move forward, that needs to get on up there around 80%, you know, and that's easy to say sitting here. But we go to the line a lot, and we got a couple of kids that have the ability to get to the free throw line. But when we get there, we got to be able to hit them.
Right, yeah. And, you know, when we played over there, we shot 3 free throws. And Tuesday night, we shot 21, and 3 or 4 of those were front end, a 1-1. So if you really count those as 3 or 4 more, you know, we just didn't shoot it well at all on Tuesday night and still won the game. But thought we did everything well besides shoot free throws for the most part. So, you know, it's something we do every day. I mean, people ask you, y'all shoot free throws? I say, yes, we do every day.
No, we don't ever shoot them.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, so it's just a mentality thing. You got to go up there with the confidence to make them. And we struggled from the line on Tuesday. But, you know, going down the stretch there, at the end of the third quarter, they take the lead. And then I believe it was a 4-point game starting the fourth quarter. And they come out first possession of the fourth and hit a 3. They go up 7. And we went on a 7-0 run to tie it immediately. Wheeler hit a 3. We got an and-1. I think Tanner Davis did. And so we battle back. And I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, this is literally identical to the game we played over there where we were down about 8 or 10 and come back and tie it. And so it was just giving me I guess you could say deja vu from the week before, and I'm sitting here thinking, we're going to win this one. We're going to win this one. We get to a timeout. Our guys, we're going to win this one. And anyway, I say we tried to give it away at the free throw line, you know, but we made enough to get the win. A 1-point win is just like a 12-point win, even though it makes it a little more stressful as a coach. But proud of our effort and our execution in the game, and just happy to win for our seniors on senior night.
Well, you know, it was kind of eerie because I looked down and we were in the final seconds or, you know, minutes of the game. And I told Bill, I said, Bill, this looks really familiar. We're taking it out right in front of our bench, just kind of like we did over there. And we really need a basket right here or get fouled. And you got it in and got fouled. I thought it was a good job on their part. You inserted Carter off the bench I think was he throwing it in, or
I put Carter in to throw it because they had somebody on the ball before the timeout, in which they're long, and Carter being 6'4" quarterback, not that we had to throw a home run ball, but a guy that is used to making decisions, I wanted him to throw the ball in with his size to be able to see over that. So we did a good job of getting the ball in. We get it back to him. He's wide open. I mean, we did a great job of keeping the ball away and finding the open man. And we just didn't go to the line and make them pay for it. But
well, that's what I was going to say. I thought it was a heads-up play on their part. I don't know if they did this intentionally, but we got it in. They got it back to Carter, and they immediately fouled him, you know, and somebody cold coming off the off the bench. But, you know, we got away with it. It was a good comeback win after, you know, over at Lexington and not playing very well over there and having everything go against you in that Lexington game to be able to come back and fight through that. And, you know, your team's competitive and they fight, and it's fun to watch. That they're going to come out and really get after it night in, night out. Now, we might not be the most talented team across the board. Because if you look at their team, you were talking about shooters. They got two guys that come off the bench. They're big guys, too, and they can fill it up from outside. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they got a lot of basketball talent on that side. But to hang in there against maybe the best team in the region, I don't know. I don't know that there is a best team, really.
Right. They're arguably the best team in the region on any given night. And like you said, that's what I love about our group is we fight and we are unselfish and we play together and we know our roles. And that's all you can ask for. You can't ask kids to shoot 100% from the floor or 100% from the free throw line or do this and do that. But you can ask for those things and being a teammate and all the little stuff that you can control. And we do that every night. There's never a question about that ever. And, you know, I'm just glad, I really am, that we were able to get a win on senior night for those guys. I told them, and I'm not that old, but I remember senior night, my senior year against Dyer County in a big district game against a rival, and we won by 3, and I remember it like it was yesterday. And I'm really, really glad we were able to win it for them. And, you know, we had our 4 seniors start, Kayla McGee, Wheeler Wilkes, Garrett Smith, and Nathan Nesbitt, and all had a big part in the game, no doubt. So it was good for them, and our guys really enjoyed that. And, you know, it in that moment, it put us still in position to have a chance at the 1 seed. So that was the other big thing about it.
Yeah, it'd be interesting because, you know, we've split with Lexington, split with Chester County. McNary comes in last night. For homecoming night, let's take a quick time out. We'll talk about last night's game and also get you set for Tuesday night as well. You're listening to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. Back after this. Welcome back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. Talking with Coach Ryan Geyer. The Tigers got a big win over Chester County on Tuesday night. Homecoming night last night. McNary coming in to town, our first matchup with them. And I remember you talking about McNary last Saturday that you felt like that this was a really good matchup for your team. But then on the flip side, it was a really good matchup, their coach thought, for his team as well. Two teams that, you know, we might have been a little bit bigger than them. Of course, they have one kid in the middle that could play and was aggressive. Unfortunately, he got hurt during kind of a scrum underneath the basket, and he went out early, and that changed the whole complexity of what they wanted to do and really of the ball game.
It did, and you know, like Coach and Riley and I were talking about before the game, you know, just how competitive the district is and different matchups and things. And we both think we match up with each other the best. And if you looked out there, it was – if you've seen the other two teams, you could tell we kind of match up just off the eye test the best with them. But, you know, they're a good basketball team. They beat Lexington by 41 on Tuesday night, so they were coming in – hot, and you know, they started the game off well. Number 12 Moore, he can play, probably arguably the best shot maker in the district, and we knew that. But sometimes you play better offense is better than good defense at times, and he made some shots early to kind of keep them in a rhythm. And you know, we hung with him. I told them, I said you didn't hear me yelling at you when he pulls up from 18. We make him go to the screen. You know, sometimes he's going to make a shot, yeah. And you just got to live with it at times. But we made him work and kind of, I think, wore him down. It's just off the ball and really denied him. And you could kind of tell as the game went on, we got accustomed to what he was trying to do and were able to feed off that. But we came out offensively, really got in the paint with the pass and with the drive, and that was a big emphasis for us. And once number 24 for them, Melton, who is probably the best shot blocker in the district. He went down right before halftime and then didn't come back in the second half. Or maybe he started the second half. I don't think he
came back at all. He came out. I didn't see ice on his ankle or whatever, but he didn't play the rest of the game.
Right. And, you know, once he went down, that kind of changed the dynamic. And then, you know, Jackson Burdine comes in and just plays the game and is doing what we want him to do, and everybody kind of playing off it. And then our defense picked up, and the second quarter was arguably the best quarter we've played all year, just as a whole. And so we went into half up 8 and feeling good and, you know, playing hard, competing, executing. I mean, doing everything you can ask, making free throws. We missed a couple layups around the rim, was the only thing we didn't do in the first half, but was really proud of how we came out into the game, especially it being a homecoming night and a big crowd and all the things going on. So we had a really good first half.
Well, you did something last night in the second half that I hadn't seen us do, but this has kind of been building, I think. We come out in the second half, go on a 7-0 run real quick, and, you know, before they knew it, they were 15 down. And, and then it never stopped. I mean, it just kept going. And you're talking about an offensive explosion. And then the way that we were aggressive to the basket with Jackson, with Tanner, Caleb inside, even Wheeler going, you know, taking it to the rack a few times and, you know, getting a three here or there from JT. And you know, just everything just started clicking at that point. But we were talking about that last night. And, you know, I said, the one thing you don't want to forget is you don't hear Garrett's name a lot. He's like an offensive lineman. You don't hear their name a lot. But he played a big role in last night's game, too, with Moore a couple of times, right, frustrating them outside, being physical with them. And you could tell that toward the end of that game, they'd had enough.
Right. And like we talk about knowing your role, he knows his role. And not saying he can't score the ball, but his job, he knows his job. That's the guard, rebound the basketball. He had 4 assists last night, made some really good passes when they tried to trap Jackson in the second half to get the ball out of his hands. And Garrett made 2 great passes I remember off the hoof, one to Carter Smith and one to Caleb, and plays his role, man. And like I talk about, we're unselfish, and we're playing really good basketball right now, and it's feeding off in our bench into the game. And we just got great kids, man, and that's what you ask for, and that's why you do what I do. But I loved how we came out in the third quarter. I've been waiting for that, and I knew we haven't had that yet, like you said. And it was great to see, and it wasn't just because of one player. It was a collective unit. So
Well, we hadn't scored, you know, you scored 50 in the second half.
Right.
Jackson had 25 in the game. Moore for them had 27, so they're going back and forth. Both of them were aggressive on the offensive end, so that was fun to watch. Moore, like you said, he can stroke it from outside, at any place outside.
He can.
And then, but he's not afraid to go to the hole either. Right. He's hard to guard.
Honestly, you have to guard him kind of like Steph Curry, just as far as you've got to pick him up at 27 feet because he will pull and he will make them. I mean, it's not a – so, and like you said, early he made some shots, but even – I mean, he's making shots the second half, but we're making him work. Like, I mean, it's not a – there may have been 2 or 3 times where I really got frustrated as far as we let him catch it at a certain area of the floor. But, I mean, we're – He's a good player.
He's a good offensive player, and he's somebody you have to prepare for, and you have to figure out what you're going to do with him.
Right.
It kind of reminded me a little bit, not so much maybe that good, but Corey a little bit. Johnson, when he played, Corey could pull up from anywhere and knock him down, and that's the way he was last night. But, you know, too, you're watching a freshman on our side with Jackson – grow, and then last night he's sort of been timid to shoot the 3 last night he hit a few, got a little bit of confidence, and me and Bill were talking about, I said, you know, you get a player like that that can start making those shots, then what is available for him? Because they got to come out on him then.
Right.
And I don't know that anybody can keep up with him. He's fast. He's aggressive to the hole. And not many freshmen are like that. But last night, what I liked about what he was doing, when they collapsed on him, he kicked it out.
Yes, he did. And, you know, you've seen his growth as a player. And we know how good he can be. And our staff does, our players do. But he's unselfish. And like you said, and he makes the extra pass. He makes the right play 98% of the time. And, you know, he came over during the timeout like you were talking about. We were running a set call, and the guy's playing like 7 feet off of him. And he turned it over, and he came in the timeout. He said, "What do you want me to do?" I said, "I want you to shoot the ball." And I think it was literally two possessions later, they did the same thing, and he buries one. Because he can make shots. He just – it's a process of shooting it with confidence and just learning. And he's done that, and he played a great game last night. And, you know, that's what you ask for from a guy that's a freshman. And anyway, we just played well overall. Carter Smith played really good. Bennett's off the bench for us. Caleb got in some foul trouble early. And that's one thing we've done well the past few weeks. We really hadn't had a lot of guys in foul trouble. And,
yeah, the officiating has been kind of lax. And then last night I noticed in the girls' game, I said, okay, they like to call fouls, and they're going to call a little bit tighter, and they did. They continued that in the boys' game.
Right, and then Carter stepped up and played some big minutes. I think he had 5 or 6 rebounds off the bench, made a couple buckets off some plays. Nathan Nesbitt came in, gave us some good minutes too. From that aspect, with Caleb having to sit a little bit with foul trouble, but anyway, it was a fun game. It was a fun second half, and I told them they during the timeout, I said, I don't have to coach, because I said, you're playing the game, and it's not not that you don't coach, but I'm not. You're just playing, and that's what coaching is. You coach kids for situations. You don't necessarily, if you're having to coach everything in the game, you're already beat. If that makes sense. Like, you've got to trust your kids to understand what's going on in different situations, and you coach them for that situation. And it just, like you said, in the third quarter, just all around, and it was exciting to see. And like you said, our seniors, I'm so glad we were able to end this week with 2 home wins, and we've got 4 of the best kids in West Tennessee. I wouldn't trade any of them for anybody. I'm going to miss them. I will. They were the first group I was able to coach in high school, my first year. So I've been with them, and they've been with me, and through a lot, and just proud of them as people. And some of the best kids, I'm telling you, some of the best kids in West Tennessee. So proud for them, proud of our bench, our guys coming in off the bench. This is the kind of teammates we have. We have a kid, Carson Phillips, one of the best teammates you can ask for, a guy that will have a huge role for us next year. And he comes in and he gets a bucket. Every kid on our bench is standing up. The ref literally had to come and tell us to sit down. Lamarion Wyke, a freshman, comes in, gets fouled. He's at the free throw line. Every kid on the bench standing up. And that's why you do it. And we're unselfish, and win, lose, or draw, I wouldn't trade any of them for anybody. And I'm looking forward to next week with the tournament starting.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. And, you know, I think it's going to be a real fun tournament, because I don't think you can find 4 teams that on any given night that can win a game in any fashion, a 1-point game, or like you said, you know, a 40-point loss. And you're like, what in the world is going on, you know? I don't think McNary's 40 points better than Lexington. And
right.
It's just kind of weird how this season is going. But congratulations on the 2 wins. And real quick, you know, you said something that kind of made me think. Coach Armstrong, that was a coach many years ago, I can remember him working with my boys and talking to them about, you know, the game of basketball. You got to play within a structure, but you got also got to play with individual moves and things that you do well.
Right.
And once these kids learn that okay, we've got plays or we got responsibilities, but we can go out there and do our own individual thing that what we're best at. And I think that's what's more fun is when you can do that and you learn that it is just a game and you can have fun out there. You don't have to go from point A to point B. You know what? If that's not, you know, you just go out there and play. If it's there, it's there. Yeah. If it's not, just go do what you do.
Right. And we do a great job of that. We really do. And, you know, there are times where I've got to coach it more than others in different situations and stuff like that. But like we talk about, we have the principles of what we do. We know what we're trying to do. Now you just got to go out and do it. Yeah. And if we're running something, you just got to play basketball. It's a read and react game. If somebody is in you, take it to the hole. If somebody plays off, make a jump shot. Like it's not a hard game. And that's what this group has figured out as a whole. And they understand, like, hey, if this happens, we do this. Or if this happens, and that's why you play all these games leading up to this point. And, you know, we're playing really well, and I'm proud of them. And looking forward to it, the tournament. And like we were talking about, we're locked in two now with Chester beating Lexington last night. So don't know who will play next week yet. It'll either be Lexington or McNary, but depends on what happens on Tuesday, and then not sure on times and stuff yet, but we'll play on Saturday. Girls will start on Friday, so that'll be next week at Chester.
Yeah, we'll figure all that out hopefully next week. Don't go anywhere. We'll talk a little Super Bowl too. I know you're into that, and I'll get your perspective on that. We've already had a little bit of an argument on off the air between you and Coach Kirk talking about this. I don't know if it's an argument, but I, you know, it makes it exciting to think that y'all were arguing about it anyway. But we'll talk more about that. Congratulations to the boys and their two wins this week and a homecoming win last night. You're listening to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. We'll be back right after this.
Let's do it.
Ryan, I don't know if we need to come back on or just let this song marinate for a minute.
We may have to come back on.
Yeah.
Working all week, 9 to 5 for my money.
Welcome back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. Talking to Coach Ryan Geyer, and I appreciate Coach Kirk calling in earlier. And also all the text messages from Coach Carpenter, and he did send me a text, and he said it's a good thing that he wasn't at school. Had a 3-on-3, or you boys would have been down.
Well, yeah. Listen.
You know, back in the 60s, he was one of the better players at Union.
Yeah.
Was it in the 60s?
I think he started the program.
Yeah, he may have.
But
wore leather helmets and football.
Hey, I was with him for 3 years. I've seen him.
Yeah.
Now, he can fill it up. But I don't know if he can guard.
I'd like to just see him try to run around. Did y'all play full court or how?
No, it was just half.
I'd like to see him play full court.
Well, I'll say this. Everybody that knows him back in the day says he can play. So I'll give him the benefit of
the
doubt.
Well, that's probably when he was about 152
uh-huh.
in weight. So
back when he was good looking still.
Yeah. Well, don't tell him that. You've hurt him now. Yeah, you hurt him with that remark. So anyway, but it's good to see them down there last night. Like you said, I mean, him driving an hour and a half up to, you know, see the deal with y'all playing homecoming and Coach Burnham's deal as well. Super Bowl Sunday coming up tomorrow. I haven't watched anything going on other than the only thing that I've seen is Peyton got really mad at the end of what was it, flag football or whatever they were coaching against Eli. That's the only thing I've ever seen about the Super Bowl. But here we are, and it's the Eagles and Kansas City. I know where your allegiance lies. You like you like Mahomes. And you got a really good offensive team going up against a really good defensive team. I mean, if you're going to say which is better for both teams, I would say Kansas City's offense is probably the better of the two, and their and the Eagles' defense are the better of the two.
Yeah, well, it's the line play on both sides favors the Eagles. They're really good on both sides of the ball. Patrick Mahomes is special. It's hard to pick against him. I think the Eagles are a better over. I think the Eagles' top to bottom roster is better than the Chiefs, but I think it's going to be a heck of a game. I think the key is going to boil down to can Jalen Hurts make some throws in big moments. Not saying he can't. Just I know Patrick Mahomes can. Jalen Hurts, let's see it. And I think that's really what it's going to boil down to. I think it's going to be a one possession game either way. And it'll be a fun one. If Mahomes wins it, that gets him two in his first 5 years. And then you start talking about the, I guess, can he, I don't know if anybody can catch Brady, but that argument will start. And then, you know, because I think he's only 27, so should have a lot of football left. But it'll be a good game, and I'm excited about it.
Well, I'm not really into the pro game, as we talked about, as much. You know, college is my thing. And but if I had to pick between the two, one of my Tennessee boys are over there in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think we got a Tennessee guy on Philadelphia. We used to. So, you know, I'll be probably pulling more for Trey Smith. Because yep. Alabama's ex-quarterback, of course, or was he Oklahoma's ex-quarterback?
Well, both, I guess.
On the other side. So, you know, that's my allegiance of picking a pro team. If Tennessee guys are playing, I'm going to watch them play because I want, you know, that's the guys I'm familiar with.
Right. Well, I like the NFL a lot, and you kind of miss, once basketball starts, you kind of miss out on some stuff. But was able to watch both conference championships, so it'll be a good game. I think the Eagles are really good their defensive line. They led the league in sacks, but something about Mahomes. I mean, it's just hard to pick against them, and so it'll be fun to see either way. But I think the spread's only 1 point, so like yeah. it's basically a coin flip, and. We'll see, but the real question is, what color Gatorade is going to be poured on the winning coach? That's the question that needs to be answered.
Orange.
You saying orange?
Yeah.
I'm going blue. So
is there a betting line on that
I guarantee
DraftKings or something?
You could probably find it for sure. That's always talked about though before, and. I don't know if I've ever gotten that one right ever, so I'm saying blue this year. I've got a feeling. I'm going – I bleed Memphis blue, so I'm going to say blue.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll go orange. But if I was Kansas City, I'd go red.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. You know, but I don't think they make a green.
But they try to trick people. It's a –
Oh, so
you know,
this is a thing.
It's
then
a thing.
Talking, yeah.
It's a thing. It's a thing. So
yeah,
we'll
see. That's crazy. But
who's the halftime show tomorrow? You even know? I can't even remember.
Well, like I said, I've been terrible this year about it. I just really hadn't kept up with it. I can't remember who is a halftime show. I'm sure it'll be outstanding.
I can't remember.
But and the commercials. The commercials right. are not as good as they used to be. They've right. kind of had to tone all those down. But anyway, should be a good game. And, you know, we'll see. Philadelphia, their quarterback. He's not 100%. Kansas City's quarterback's not 100%. Of course, I don't know that anybody's at 100% at the end of a pro football season. So, you know, you just got to go with what you go or what you have and go with it. Next Tuesday night, we'll be over at McNary Central. We'll tip off over there in the roundhouse, 6 p.m. The ladies will get it started, followed by the men's game right after that. You can catch it all right here on 93.5 FM. WKWXFM.com and the WKWX app. And it's time for us to get out of here, Ryan, and enjoy this Saturday and some sunshine.
I just got a text. It's Rihanna is the halftime
Well,
so,
yeah, that won't be too bad.
There you go. But, yeah, weather's good, so let's get out and enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm glad somebody's listening. So, yeah, the weather's good. Let's go out and enjoy that. And coming up a little bit later on this afternoon, I think around 5, is Missouri and Tennessee right here on 93.5 FM as Tennessee tries to get back in the win column after laying an egg in Vandy the other night. And so they're kind of reeling a little bit here toward the end of the season. But, you know, they're playing for March anyway. Everybody's playing for March. And that's kind of the way I look at college basketball. But it is a fun time of year, especially March Madness. And remember, our spring sports special is coming up. We'll have a firm date on it coming up pretty soon. Probably will be somewhere around the 1st of March once we get everybody together. So that'll do it for us on this Saturday. Thanks to Lily at the station. Thanks to all of our listeners, our sponsors, to Coach Kurt, Coach Geyer, and Coach Carpenter. He's part of the show, but we just keep him on the text message and read his text, and then we frame it however we want to frame it. But anyway, great night last night, homecoming night, and go out and enjoy yourself on this Saturday, and we'll see you on Tuesday at 6 p.m. and then back here Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Thanks again for tuning in. Have a great Saturday. Go Vols, go Tigers. We'll see you next week.